Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saints win it, 26-17 over the Packers.
Let's just blame on head coach today, okay?
When I'm there alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me.
That's my responsibility, so did a poor job coaching.
When I lose control.
Martellus Bennett downfield, the antenna receiver is picked off.
Blame it on me.
He wasn't comfortable, I think that, and frankly, I was uncomfortable when I was probably calling some things. You know, we got to kind of find our way there.
Oh, blame it on me.
I mean, I passed the game. We can sit here and pick apart all you want. So just let's just blame it on the head coach today, okay?
Oh, blame it on me. Oh.
Let's just blame it on the head coach today, okay?
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
This is Chuck and Winkler.
What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
On the Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. What are you waiting for, as the George Ezra song says? What are you waiting for but to put blame, Freems, on Mike McCarthy, who I think has to be the most responsible for this 26-17 loss to the Saints?
Now, yes, he does. Yes, he does, without a doubt. The fact that he put the handcuffs on Hundley, didn't allow him to do anything. And again, when you're facing Drew Brees and you have a defense that's as bad as the Packers are, the Packers gave 485 yards of offense yesterday. At some point, because this is the position you've chosen to go with Brett Hundley, and you know, I mean, this whole draft and develop thing, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it the quarterback position as well. It's a tough position to do it with. But then you got to take the wraps off because your defense isn't good enough to play as conservative as Mike McCarthy did yesterday. And in the end, it cost you. You lost on time for possession. You scored just 3 points in the second half. And you had one of the worst offensive performances by a quarterback in the NFL this year.
You know, it's really interesting for Mike McCarthy. All he needed to do was look two and a half hours to the south, to Chicago, where Mitch Trubisky, a rookie quarterback, throws seven passes, completes four, and the Bears get the victory. That's how you manage a rookie quarterback. However, Brett Hundley's not a rookie quarterback. So why does Mike McCarthy think that Brett Hundley's a rookie quarterback?
But he's a rookie in the sense that he doesn't have any experience. That's the point. Is, I mean, you can be in camp, but if you don't have any experience in big-time NFL games or meaningful snaps, then there's an issue. And I get that. He's like Trubisky in the fact that, I mean, the only thing difference is that he's been through the quarterback camps, Hundley has been. He's been through practices. But in game situation, Trubisky and Hundley are about equal.
But with the Bears, it's like they're in a position, it's almost better the position that they're in because they've got nothing to lose. They've got no pressure. You can throw Trubisky out there, and he can make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, McCarthy, the game plan was to me that no matter what happens in this game, we're not going to lose because a quarterback makes a mistake. So he handcuffed Brett Hundley so badly that the offense, there was no creativity. The offense, there was barely anything. And I found it really interesting that you're going to put stock in a rookie running back.
Well,
and not a rookie quarterback. Like, Brett Hundley's the guy touching the ball on every play. Brett Hundley's the guy that's been under Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. Brett Hundley should at least be given, take the training wheels off a little bit.
But his whole, when you're a quarterback, the ability to make big-time mistakes, so much more different than a running back or a defensive player or an offensive lineman. You could, I mean, because you're touching the ball every play, but we saw when he went downfield toward the end, his final play, he threw it up for grabs. And if you're going to take the training wheels off and you're going to let him go, expect mistakes. Now, if the Packers were headed nowhere and it was going to be a lost season, which it might turn out to be, Then I would say yesterday's game plan. I see what McCarthy was trying to do, but it didn't work. It didn't work. And at some point, he needed to take the training wheels off a little sooner and see what Hundley could do. Obviously, I don't think he had a lot of confidence in what Hundley could do.
I mean, that was clear. It's clear he doesn't, and I don't understand why.
You know what? This goes back to what I told you last year and the year before that, and you know, we've been talking about this forever, and that the backup quarterback spot, you need to have a veteran back there, but if you have a guy like Brett Hundley, okay, then you're going to expect stuff like that yesterday. He's still growing. He's coming onto a team that's, you know, it's a Super Bowl contender. There's a lot of pressure on him. And as you said, you know, like the Bears, they have nothing to lose. The Packers, they got everything to lose right now. And if Hundley was coming on a 4-12, like, you know, 2008 when Rodgers, even though there's some pressure for Rodgers in 2008 because he was coming off a, you know, the previous season, went to the NFC Championship, and there's been a lot of expectations over the Packers over the years. Bears with Trubisky, they have no expectations. He can do, you know, make his mistakes out there, and no one's really going to complain about it. Up here with Hundley, I mean, the mistakes are going to, with each mistake, it's going to cost the Packers dearly as far as the playoff race.
Well, and for the second week in a row, they lost a winnable game. I mean, clearly, duh, you win that game with Rodgers, but you could have won it with Hundley, and that's why Mike McCarthy immediately taking the blame after the game. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Want to hear from you guys this morning. Let's go out to, first up, as usual, John in Franklin. Johnny, good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Morning, guys. You know, a disappointing performance, a mixed bag, though. I mean, we now, without a doubt, have established a running back, a real running back for this team, and no disrespect to Ty Montgomery, but I didn't want him to be the running back for this team, and it's pretty obvious. They knew that by the drafting that they did this year. They knew that this was just not going to work, and it didn't work. I mean, he's got the elusiveness of a rhinoceros. It's just a different feel when Jones is back there. If he breaks the first level, he's got the ability to take it to the house, as we saw on the first drive.
Yeah, there's guys, you know, there's a spot for Montgomery on this team, just not as a featured back.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the coaching. And you've heard me in the last couple of weeks praise how much I like Mac, and yeah, he makes a mistake or two, but overall, I think he's a great coach. Yesterday was embarrassing, just embarrassing. You have established a running game that the defense has to pay attention to. They had to, and you're telling me you still can't complete a couple passes to the sideline to two of the best outside threats in the game? This is ridiculous. This loss, it just didn't have to be this way. And then I don't want to pick on certain plays, but there was, after one of the interceptions, there's a third and one. You're running all over the field, and especially the play where they got Jones going one way, Hundley going the other, with the potential for Hundley to take it himself. And you throw a dangerous pass in the middle of the field that you're damn lucky didn't get picked off on a third and one, kills the drive. I'm just so frustrated because I think this team could still accomplish something. No one in this division scares me. None of them. None of them. They're not that good. That being said, you think we could try to put up a challenge here, but after what happened, you know, a couple more days like yesterday, and we're going to be looking up for the rest of the season at the likes of the Vikings or the, God forbid, the Bears.
Yeah. They're only a game back. The Bears are only a game back of the Green Bay Packers somehow.
There are some people who don't think the Packers are going to win another game. And you know what? If they have quarterback play like they did yesterday, and you know what? Yeah, it's on Hundley too. I mean, let's not, you know, take any criticism away from him. He didn't do anything to help his cause. But McCarthy, you know, if he takes the wraps off Hundley, Hundley probably throws a few more picks in that game. Maybe it's a lot more a lopsided game, but, you know, I mean, they got a couple of gifts in the first half. Drew Brees, how often is that guy throwing interceptions in the red zone like he did yesterday? They got a few gifts. They had opportunities in that game. They were up 14-7. They could have been down by a touchdown or two at halftime, but they were up 14-7, and they did nothing on either side of the ball in the second half. You know that New Orleans had the ball for 12 of the 15 minutes that fourth quarter? They come in your house, and they just
somehow
control
it felt like longer.
It did. It felt like a 20-minute fourth quarter.
Right.
And that New Orleans had the ball for every second of that fourth quarter. But it was just disappointing on many levels. And it's just, you know, from Ted Thompson all the way down to the coaching staff. I mean, I'm going to put some of this on Ted, too, because, you know, they're putting Hundley in a tough spot, which I don't think Hundley should be in this spot. But, you know, then you look at New England, and they went 3-1 last year with Garoppolo and Brissett.
I just think this is McCarthy's. This one falls on McCarthy. We can do Ted and we can do Brett, but Mike McCarthy is coaching scared for some reason, and I don't understand why.
What did you want him to do, and we can go from there?
I want Mike McCarthy to let Brett Hundley play football, which he didn't do. He was clearly handcuffed. Anytime that there was a play that broke down, maybe after the first read, Brett Hundley, it seemed, was instructed. And again, I'm not in that room, but it seemed like he was instructed to run out of the pocket and throw the ball away. I mean, they had less than 100 yards. So if you're Mike McCarthy, I think you have to go into the remaining, nine games? You're going to lose every game. The way you're coaching scared like this, you're going to lose every game. So, because it doesn't matter how much you lose by, you need to change the entire approach from how you've been coaching. You're used to coaching a good team with a good quarterback, and you're used to managing that. Well, now you have to coach a bad team with a bad quarterback.
But see,
how do you manage that?
But they shouldn't be bad.
But they
got three excellent wide receivers with Cobb, Nelson, and Devontae. They got guys on the defensive end who could make some plays. Demaryius Randle's got interception in each of the last three games. I mean, we see he's got some good hands. He makes the play when the ball comes to him. But the Packers have some playmakers still on that team where they shouldn't be bad. They shouldn't. I mean, to lose, to go 3-7 now, 2-6 the rest of the way, or 3-6 the rest of the way, if they do that in the final nine games, that's terrible. And I think we'll get an idea, too, over, and we saw this in 2013 when they lost Rodgers, where they were terrible. We're going to get another idea about how good of a coach McCarthy is. And, this goes back to where, I know you were saying he's a Hall of Fame coach. I have a lot of doubt about that. And we saw a glaring example yesterday that,
I have doubt about every good thing I've ever said about this guy.
Rodgers makes everybody a lot smarter than they really are.
414-799-1250. Let's get Brad in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
For me, and you guys just kind of touched on it there, Chuck, was we're supposed to have this great core of wide receivers, and they can make it easier for Mike and for Brad Hundley. I mean, get some separation and make it easier for him to coach and for Brad Hundley to throw a pass. I mean, there were times yesterday that I just saw some wide receivers, they'd do their route, and then they'd stop. It's like, come on. Get some separation. Make it easier. And back to the whole Mike McCarthy and Hundley thing, who cares if he throws five touchdowns or throws zero and you still lose? Open up the playbook and let the guy throw the ball.
It does, but the one thing about that, if he's going to open up the playbook, expect Hundley to make some mistakes too. And that's just the way it is.
Which
with
is
the young
fine, because otherwise you're going to lose. If you coach the way you coached yesterday, you're going to lose every game. You're going to lose every game.
I think.
It doesn't matter if you lose by 9 or 3 or 40. Do something to make it at least appear like you are trying to win a football game.
What will happen a lot of times when you have an inferior quarterback against a great quarterback, the coach with the inferior quarterback will try to ugly up the game, make it a low-scoring game, and try to find a way to win that way. Unfortunately, his defense isn't good enough to play an ugly-up type of game, and we saw that yesterday. Made a couple of plays in the first half, but 485 yards of total offense his defense gave up yesterday.
Lots to get into with this one. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. We'll hear more from you guys on a Green and Gold Monday. Mike McCarthy, what does he need to do with Brett Hundley? Has he been exposed as a head coach? The big questions this morning. We're back with more next on The Fan.
The Saints marched into Lambeau and rolled Green Bay.
Difficult loss. Obviously, coming in here, we knew we needed this game.
There's a lot to say about this loss, and we're doing just that all day. It's an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Presented by Robert Hack Diamonds. Aurora Healthcare, for your life.
It's a first start. Offense, probably a little different, but at the same time, we still have to execute. And that's the name of the game. We got to put points on the board, especially when we're playing a big-time offense like New Orleans. We know we're going to have to score. And unfortunately, we just didn't get it done today.
Let's just blame on the head coach today, okay?
Yeah, fine with me. Chuck and Winkler, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. A few tweets coming in this morning. You guys can tweet us at 105.7FM on Twitter. Use our Facebook as well. Same address. Find us on the app or dial us up, 414-799-1250. Here's just a couple of tweets so far from you guys up this morning. Bruce says, McCarthy, awful play calling. Makes me wonder how often Aaron Rodgers is changing plays. Molly says, I think people have ignored the issues because we've had winning seasons for so long. Now the warts seem much worse. Lou chiming in says, the only thing I can confirm from yesterday is that McCarthy doesn't trust Hundley, like, even a little bit.
No.
And it's clear he doesn't, and I don't get why. You've had him for 3 years. You were adamant that he was the guy. Mm-hmm. Just in a press conference last week, suddenly that Colin Kaepernick question doesn't look so stupid.
Well, no. Exactly. But if you got a Super Bowl contender like the Packers are, okay, and I think they are, even with a backup quarterback, not necessarily Hundley, but if they had somebody else in here, this is where I told you last week, I thought, if they have Tony Romo, and I'm not trying to get Tony Romo in here, but if Tony Romo was the quarterback yesterday, there's no way he passes for 88 yards or 87 yards and McCarthy puts the reins on him, or Kaepernick. There's no way he puts the reins on him. But this is what's going to happen when you have a quarterback like this. I'm going to give some criticism to McCarthy, but again, I understand the spot because Hundley's so inexperienced. That's the, this draft and develop, it's going to come back to bite him at the quarterback spot.
So, Brett Hundley, it's clear that he had the reins on, right? It's clear that Mike McCarthy didn't want him to do a lot of stuff. And when he went downfield, he overthrew Jordy, and there were some accuracy issues, which he owned up to after. So it's not like Brett Hundley's a Hall of Fame quarterback that McCarthy said, don't do anything. But Brett Hundley, I thought, for the most part, wasn't put in good situations, or at least where he can try to win a game. I mean, when it's third and seven, okay, why is everybody running a fly pattern?
Now,
why are two guys running the same routes?
Now here, to McCarthy's defense, and I'm not defending him all day, but I'm saying to his defense, he probably saw Hundley all week in practice, and he knows Hundley way more than any of us know him, and he sees him every day in practice, and even though he doesn't get a lot of work in the scout team, he knows Brett Hundley over the last 3 years. He probably thought going in, you know what, there's no way I could take a chance at throwing the ball downfield with this guy. He's just not ready. And if he thought he could throw downfield with Hundley, he probably would have done it more. Now, if he throws downfield with Hundley and he takes more opportunities like, you're talking about there, and he's getting picked off and Hundley comes away with three or four interceptions, bad plays, everyone's complaining, what is McCarthy doing with this guy? Why is he letting him make all these mistakes? So he tried to put his quarterback in a position to make as little amount of mistakes as possible in this one, but it didn't work.
Chris tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You could do the same. Chime in, 414-799-1250. Chris says, game plan seemed overly limited for a three-year player. This was his first start, sure, but he has experience in the system. Brett deserved better.
Yep.
One thing that Brett Hundley could have done, too, as we're talking here, Brett Hundley, it was clear, as I mentioned, that there were handcuffs on Brett Hundley. But does Brett Hundley, if he's got an answer to Mike McCarthy, he's not getting benched. Why doesn't Brett Hundley, take a little more risk, maybe? He's not going to get benched for Joe Callahan.
Well, risk in what way?
Try to, how many times did he run out of bounds, or not run out of bounds, but run towards the sideline, just throw it away? How many times did he see the first guy, not open, threw it away?
But you don't want to. If he thinks he can't stick it in there, he doesn't have the arm of Rodgers or Favre, the quarterbacks we've seen, and so that's the best. I'd rather have him do that than get picked off.
I'd rather try to win the game.
In the NFL,
they were down. Was it down 9 points? Yeah, 26-17 when they were backed up in their own red zone. They get run, short pass.
That final play, we saw him force it downfield, and what happened? I mean, NFL, the
ball
wasn't.
Well, two guys run the same routes. You had four guys run the fly pattern when all they needed was 6 yards.
I don't even know who he's throwing that ball to. What receiver was that ball? Was that towards Bennett there? Who was that to?
I don't know.
I mean, he just threw it up, and it's like, I didn't get it. And, that was it right there.
414-799-1250. Where does the onus fall in this one? Let's go to Dave in Brookfield. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Morning, guys. So I put it on McCarthy. If you watch the first 20 plays looked relatively good. And then once that script was done, once the scripted plays for the game, the pregame were done, they had nothing. And there were five or six times that I counted where there were two wide receivers within 2 yards of each other because they didn't know what to do. There was a play on, I think it was third down in the second half, where Jordy and Cobb were both raising their hands because they had no idea what the play was. And part of that is the quarterback. I mean, part of that is not being able to call the play in the huddle, but you have to be able to simplify it for your backup. You have to make sure that the guys are running routes that they're comfortable with. You go in, you say, okay, what are the 10, 15, 20 plays that Hundley does the best, and we'll allow him to pick those so that you can have some success.
Went back in the locker room yesterday, and clearly the receivers, they all left. They don't stick around yesterday after the game because they're probably pissed off at the game plan. None of the receivers stuck around yesterday to talk after the game. Didn't see anybody in that locker room, which is kind of a Packer thing. You know, when things go bad, you know, nobody sticks around. But there was clear frustration, I want to say. You could tell in that team that they weren't allowed to do certain things that maybe they should have been able to open things up. Now, I'll tell you what, if Drew Brees throws touchdown passes on those two possessions where he got picked off in the red zone, maybe McCarthy opens up the game plan if he's down 21-6 or 21-7 at that point.
I mean, I don't even know, Chuck. I think sometimes you watch these football coaches and they care about how much they lose by. Like they don't want to lose by 40, so they're not going to take any risk. Losing by 9's okay.
I don't think you want to put Drew Brees in short fields. And, you know, I mean, in a case where his quarterback's going out there and getting picked off, and all of a sudden Brees has got the ball at the 25-yard line. Brees just ate him up in the second half. And I think McCarthy didn't want – how many times – and I got the answer for you. Only twice in the McCarthy 11 years has he won the turnover battle and lost the game. And yesterday was one of them. He won the turnover battle.
Yeah, the defense got some key turnovers early. We haven't talked yet today.
He won the turnover and lost the game.
We haven't talked yet today a lot about the defense. We spent the first half hour, McCarthy and Hundley in the offense. But there's a lot of people chiming in now on Twitter and Facebook and et cetera about the defense. Mm-hmm. You're going to give up 26 points to the New Orleans Saints. And you had a couple of turnovers. There were some third downs they should have stopped. And in the second half, Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn could do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't look at this game and think, that's another one on Dom Capers. That's another one on the defense. I look at this solely on Mike McCarthy and him limiting Brett Hundley and the offense.
Now, New Orleans, too, they came in here with their defense playing pretty well. And, you know, the Packer defense, even though they gave up almost 500 yards of offense, they were holding the Saints the field goals there for a while in the second half. You know, both teams are trading field goals back. But the Packers, I mean, they were leading in this game 14-7. And I didn't expect them to put New Orleans away, but I didn't think that they would go, the Packers. And now when McCarthy's talking in the second half that they had no intensity, who's that on? Neither side of the football played with intensity. Said they came out in the second half and they were flat.
Yeah, well, that's on you, Coach.
Yeah, it's on the players and it's on the whole team.
414-799-1250. It is Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins here on The Fan. Our trend's coming up, and as one MVP candidate went down to injury, perhaps a new one emerged in the state over the weekend. We'll get to that coming up in our trends. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, home of the Great Plates menu, available 7 days a week from open till close. 14 different items priced anywhere from $4 to $8. Great food at great prices. The Great Plates menu, items like homemade meatloaf, the big BLT sandwich, the Fabulous Five Breakfast, and more. You can get all these different items for a reasonable cost, anywhere, again, from $4 to $8 at Perkins. Plus, today is Monday, which you know what that means, Pie Society Monday. Free slice of pie every Monday after 11 o'clock. You get a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and they'll give you a free slice of pie, Pie Society Monday at Perkins. Let's get one more call in here before the trends. Let's go to Scott in New Berlin. What's up, Scott? You're on Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, thanks,
guys, bright and early. I wish I had some intro music. That song True Color is shining through because it is shining through.
Who sings that?
Phil Collins.
Carlisle? Who? True Colors?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
But Phil Collins did the remake of it too.
Okay.
Perfect. One of the worst songs ever, by the way.
That's okay, but so true today because you're seeing that McCarthy's been hidden or disguised all these years by great quarterbacks. This guy is not a great coach. These guys weren't motivated because they realized their leader and the guy that could make them win every week is out. He's out for the year, and it's only going to get worse the rest of the year.
Yeah, it is. I hope not, though. Again, I look at the great coaches in the league, and they'd find a way. I think, you know, you look at the New England situation last year. Belichick goes 3-1 with Garoppolo and Brissett as his quarterbacks. Okay, those guys don't have a lot of NFL experience, but he went 3-1 to start the season when Brady was out.
With Jacoby Brissett, who was not, you know, right? He played a game. Garoppolo was in there, but Brissett started one of those games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, those guys, not a lot of NFL experience, yet they were able to and the defense wasn't great in New England last year, yet somehow Belichick ended up winning a game. And when you talk about Hall of Fame coaches, that's a Hall of Fame coach right there.
It's Chuck and Winkler again coming up in our trends. Maybe the sourness of a Packer loss was sort of erased a little bit over something very positive coming in. It happened at the Bradley Center over the weekend. We'll hit that and more in our trends. Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan.
What's trending?
It's trending right now.
Now from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler's Three Trends. Brought to you by Adam Deputy. Adam Deputy can help you buy your next home because he gets deals done that others can't. Go to adamdeputy.com.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Cody Grant in studio with our trends. Good morning, Cody.
Hey, Rhodes.
Good morning. Let's start with those Packers. That first half was pretty good, guys. They were up 14-7. That defense forced two turnovers, both coming in the first quarter. So what happened in that second half? Well, Clay Matthews had this to say.
Probably energy more than anything. I mean, you can't really... I'm sure once we look at the film, I'm sure it's little stuff here and there as far as miscues, misalignments, missed tackles, little stuff here and there. Because, we had them in third and long, I felt, quite a few times, and, they were making plays. So, give them credit.
What were the major differences you guys saw from the first to second?
Well, they couldn't do a damn thing in the second half. Hundley couldn't do anything. He couldn't find his receivers. And you know what? Time of possession. The Saints controlled it in the second half. The Packers barely had the ball in the second half. They had the ball four possessions in the second half. And, it's tough. I mean, it's tough sledding. You're getting field goals out of some of those possessions. It just was a flat second half on both sides of the football for the Packers.
I don't want to feel like or sound like I'm making excuses for the defense. They had a lot of third and long situations, as Clay alluded to, that they should have gotten stops. And for the Saints to grind out as much clock as they did, mm-hmm. I mean, that's... As somebody here at the Fan would say, it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that. I think still more of the blame falls on the offense, on Hundley, and specifically Mike McCarthy. The defense did what they needed to do in the first half. Another stop or two would have been better in the second. And I think where people have so many problems is because you've got all these guys that are supposed to be stars. Ha-ha Clinton Dix and Mike Daniels and Clay Matthews. And they're making a lot of money. And Morgan Burnett was out in this one, but you've got a lot of guys that are supposed to be stars. So I was texting with a friend during the game. He said, this is all on Dom. And I said, I have a hard time looking at a play and saying, well, that play's on Dom or that play's on the players. I have a hard time finding where that line is. What is it on Dom and what's on the players? He goes, well, it's because Dom's been the coach for so long. We can't really tell if the players are good or bad or not because he's bad. So it's hard to you get the overarching bad Dom.
I think, when it comes down to X's and O's, a couple of times he played some soft zone. And I don't think Dom is bad, but I don't think he did enough yesterday to earn any praise, that's for sure. He didn't do anything to help the defense. He had 480. That defense should not be giving up 485 yards. And I know Breeze is on the other end, but still, they should be much better than that. And I don't know if it's scheme or talent, Bart, but 485 yards sucks for any defense.
Did you see the stat? I don't know if you saw this. Drew Brees, he might have become the first quarterback ever to throw for at least 300 yards against an opponent 7 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 7 games that Drew Brees has faced the Packers, it's a given he's going to have 300 yards.
I mean, the pass he threw in the end zone that was picked off by Randall, Demarius Randall.
Yeah, great.
But that was a terrible pass.
I know, but...
Terrible pass.
3 picks in a row for Randall now. 3 games in
a
row. That's only going to inflate his ego.
But I'm saying, you don't see Brees throw passes like that.
No, they gave you some gifts, and then the offense couldn't capitalize, and then the second half, nobody could darn do nothing.
And they got something out of Devon Housie, actually, yesterday, too.
Yeah, he had an interception, sure. Just a... it's going to be a long season.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? This goes back. I was fighting with a guy last year on the air. Said, oh, you know, the Packers, if they, if Hundley was the quarterback, they'd go 8-8. Come on, really? They might not win another game this year because of Hundley and because of the coach. Might not win another game.
Cody,
really, this was realistic. They could not. They might not win another game.
I don't think that will happen. But
I don't either.
That is within the realm of possibility.
But if that's the case, man, I'm telling you what, McCarthy and Ted Thompson would be to blame because they let this season go to hell with a rookie, with a young quarterback like that. They were not prepared for Aaron Rodgers going down.
They weren't. And McCarthy, even with a week to prepare, still looked like he wasn't ready for this. Mac, you have to get ready. Again, it doesn't matter if you lose by 2 or lose by 20. You have to assume coming in now that you're going to lose every game. If you're Mike McCarthy, you have to assume you're going to lose every single game the rest of the way. So coach the other way.
Well,
coach to not lose for once. All these coaches coach not to lose. I'd like to see him coach to win.
Okay, now
you're going to have to take risks. And it might be painful and ugly.
How about this? I mean, an offense, they got a running back. We found at least they got a running back who can run the football with Aaron Jones.
We'll definitely talk about him today.
And there was a piece in the paper today that maybe the offense should be focused around Jones and what he can do as opposed to Hundley. You know, back old school football in the 70s and 80s was on, if you got a great running back, you can go a long way, or you could do a few things out there. The teams that had great running backs. Now it's all about the quarterback spot, but back then it was about the running backs. Maybe the Packers need to go old school and focus on the running game with the way Jones is running the football.
Definitely more regarding Aaron Jones, Ty Montgomery throughout the show here this morning. Cody, trend number 2.
Well, Nick Perry talked to the media as well, and he was asked the same question as Clay Matthews. What happened in that second half?
You know, I can only control what I can control, and everybody else has a job to do to stop those big plays from happening. So, it sucks.
So he said everybody else has a job to do to stop those big plays. I can only control what I can control. Is Nick Perry putting blame on his teammates?
Sounded like it.
A little bit, yeah. We want
to
read into it.
Not as bad as T.Y. Hilton yesterday, which he threw the entire Colts offensive line under the bus. They got shut out at home by Jacksonville. These guys need to step up, and they need to do it as a unit. And you thought maybe the defense would take it upon themselves to say, look, we've got to step up. We've got a young quarterback here. But a couple interceptions off bad throws. But other than that, the second half, they disappeared too.
Here's a problem, dude. The defense is on the field most of the time in the second half.
True.
Your offense can't sustain any drives. So the defense, again, when Brees has got the ball for 12 of the 15 minutes of the fourth quarter, that's an issue. Your defense isn't getting off the field, but your offense isn't controlling the ball at all.
Let's end the trends on a positive note. Cody.
Rhodes.
Giannis, the superstar for the Milwaukee Bucks. What a game he had. 44 points, a career high on Saturday night against the Trailblazers in that 113-110 win. The fans at the Bradley Center were saying this.
We may hear this all year, the crowd chanting
MVP.
Loudly chanting MVP. He keeps playing like it, why not?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting chills and goosebumps right now just hearing that. It's exciting. Is it too early to hear MVP chants for Giannis, or is this a legitimate contender?
It was going in the first quarter against Cleveland. He was at the free throw line, and it was like a 4-2 game, and the MVP chants were going. Now, you know, let's let the season play out a little bit. But, man, after three or four games with, you know, Bucks have played three games, but, you know, some teams have played four. Yeah, he's right now. He's averaging 38 points a game.
He shot 74% from the field Saturday. 17 of 23.
He's been amazing.
He missed a couple free throws late, made up with a couple steals, a dunk, and a block.
I mean, isn't it great that we have a guy, a player in this town who's a basketball player, a legit superstar like this? It's like tonight's game. What is Giannis going to do tonight?
One thing about this MVP race, it's so early, of course, but the narrative's already there, which is good. It's like when you're in college in the rankings, when you start the season in the top five, there's a good chance you're going to be there at the end. Giannis is the MVP through the first week.
Okay, yeah, he is. But okay, more importantly, guys, the team is 2-1. More than the MVP. Great, the MVP would be phenomenal if he won it. But more importantly is how the team does. If he gets the MVP and they're two games over the 500 mark, then who cares? If Giannis is getting MVP, I want them to win upwards of, on the high end, of 40 wins. 48 wins. 49. I mean, that's what I care about that most.
50 wins might do it for
now,
them.
Now, I think we saw Friday night. They're not in Cleveland's category. We saw that.
Well, they're closer.
No.
Middleton was bad.
Yeah, but
Jay Crowder was hot.
Right. I think we knew, though, they weren't in Cleveland's category yet.
I mean, Cleveland won that game by 18 points. LeBron didn't even exert himself in that game.
Yeah, Cleveland wins that series right now in 5, maybe 6.
Yeah.
But the Bucks are closer to the Cavs than they were a year ago, I think, is fair to say.
They're better. Well, Giannis is better than he was a year ago. And he's stronger. But Cleveland is still the Cavs. I mean, LeBron basically, he took a handful of shots in that game. He had 24. Korver hit three straight threes. They didn't defend him. And he got a couple of open looks that, they need to account for. One of the guys with the best three-point shooters in the game. And they ended up losing that game and ended up sliding away from them. But Cleveland is, the Bucks are better than a lot of teams in the NBA. That's what we know. But they're not better than Cleveland.
Jim Paschke tomorrow, 7:35. Jim Paschke will join us tomorrow at 7:35 to talk more about this possible MVP season for Giannis. It's Chuck and Winkler on a Green and Gold Monday. Want to hear from you guys. 414-799-1250 as the Green Bay Packers fall to the Saints. And, it does not look like they're going to win again anytime soon. We'll hear from you guys coming up. Your three trends again brought to you by Adam Deputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or last, contact Adam Deputy online at adamdeputy.com. Adam Deputy, a name you can trust. GSF Mortgage, equal housing lender.
The Saints marched into Lambeau and rolled Green Bay.
Difficult loss. Obviously, coming in here, we knew we needed this game.
There's a lot to say about this loss, and we're doing just that all day. It's an Aurora Healthcare Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Presented by Robert Hack Diamonds. Aurora Healthcare, for your life.
Well, it was a challenge that I didn't meet today, so he didn't get comfortable in the pocket, and that's my responsibility. So did a poor job coaching.
Hey, he said it himself. Chuck and Winkler, Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Our call of the game, I'm going to go with every decision Mike McCarthy made was a bad one. You down with that?
That's every decision.
Of the game. Yeah, every call he made was bad.
You know, I'll say this, I knew he was going
to
do this.
Overly conservative.
I knew he was going to do this at his press conference where he'd take the blame.
Well,
I mean, at least, you know, first of all, said the rest of his team played with no energy, which he was right. But then he took the blame for the quarterback. The quarterback spot where Hundley could do nothing in the pocket. He took the blame for it. Now, I don't know what he could have done differently, but he took the blame for it.
414-799-1250. Let's grab Jeff in Heartland. Always good to hear from Jeff. What's up, buddy?
All right. Very predictable response. I just turned the show on. But, I mean, last week, we didn't know what we had. We felt 50-50. Bart, I think you even, felt a little better than that. But it's just a very predictable response by people, and no offense to you guys, but predictable by by you guys in the sense that, you know, when Rodgers pulls one out of the hat, we all praise Aaron Rodgers for, man, what a miracle worker. And he is. And
okay.
When they lose, then we blame the coaching staff because, gosh forbid, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers or whatever. Now, what I'm saying is what I would look for is improvement. Did McCarthy put this team in the best position and Capers and the whole coaching staff? Their job is to put players in a position to succeed.
They did not do
that. I don't know if they didn't do that. I mean, admittedly, McCarthy's taking the blame. That's protecting his quarterback at this point. He cannot throw Hundley under the bus. And I'm not saying McCarthy did an exceptional job yesterday. But Hundley wasn't under a lot of duress, and he was missing guys. I mean, it was not good. So, you know, at this point, I'm looking for improvement.
So are we blaming McCarthy too much because you said that was predictable?
I think so. And fans are going to call in. I mean, when I turned it on, there was a gentleman calling, saying, you know, talking about true colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just somebody who doesn't like McCarthy. It will never give McCarthy sure. any credo.
What about a guy hey, like me?
But you know what, though? Number one.
Wait, what about a guy like me who wants to give him tenure, who put him into Canton the week before Rodgers got hurt? I think for me to come out against McCarthy, I'm a huge McCarthy homer.
Okay.
He cost his team the last two games.
So you're going to take all that away. All that you've been lauding McCarthy all this time. So one game you're done with McCarthy being a Hall of Fame coach.
What I'm going to say about McCarthy is that he cost the team the last two games.
He did. But I mean, you're ditching him quickly on all because you're throwing your weight behind McCarthy as a Hall of Fame.
I'm going to stand by him at the Meijer checkout line where he's buying a can of whoop-ass on those commercials.
All right.
But he has cost the team the last two games by coaching.
Challenge.
Who he is.
Yeah.
Well, that may be, but again, I'm looking for improvement, guys. I mean, let's face it, this is. You know, Hundley, this is his first start, obviously.
Yeah.
I can't expect him to look. I mean, what we've been is spoiled for 25 years with Hall of Fame quarterbacking, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what it's like to have, hopefully, mm-hmm. an average quarterback.
McCarthy was coaching the game yesterday like Bart Starr was the quarterback.
Like
Bart Starr that was there
yesterday. Oh, you mean 83-year-old Bart Starr?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who, by the way, they're 0-2 when he comes back.
Yeah, upset losses, yeah.
And always rains.
Actually, they were underdog yesterday. And it always rains.
Yeah.
The last time they had a rain game, Bart Starr was there.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Jeff, appreciate the call, buddy, as always.
Okay.
Jeff,
I mean, also,
to keep
okay.
us on our toes. I
for,
like Jeff.
For the game, okay, it seems like a lot of people aren't putting any blame on Hundley, which he deserves blame.
No, he does.
McCarthy deserves some blame.
A lot.
But, I mean, in the whole big picture of this, it's on Ted Thompson for putting McCarthy and Hundley in this position. Should have never come down to putting a rookie, okay, an unproven. You can say all you want to about this guy's been in the system, but until you get on the field and play in a meaningful NFL game, it's tough, man.
You might as well call him a rookie because he's coaching him like he's a rookie.
Well, yeah, because he's unseasoned.
Dude,
as an NFL quarterback.
And a half years.
But that's tough. I mean, it's a tough situation. Now, Aaron Rodgers, because we're finding out Aaron Rodgers was a great quarterback, obviously. Aaron Rodgers came in 2008. He had some mistakes, but he, you know, it didn't take him long to adjust because he's a Hall of Fame type quarterback. I don't think Brett Hundley's going to the Hall of Fame in Canton. No matter what Dante Jones says, Hundley's not going into the Hall of Fame anytime soon.
It is Chuck and Winkler. So who are we blaming today? McCarthy?
Well, I'm
the defense, Ted?
This is a Ted. For putting,
I'm not on Ted.
Because Ted put McCarthy in a bad spot, having to go with a guy with a Super Bowl contending team, having to go with Hundley. If you ask McCarthy, he'd probably say, yeah, look at the position Ted put me in.
Ted gave McCarthy what Aaron Jones. Ted didn't tell Mike McCarthy to try to run Ty Montgomery when Aaron Jones was working. Ted didn't tell Mike McCarthy to have the most conservative game plan in the history of the NFL.
Well, then let's go with more Aaron Jones. Let's make him the centerpiece of the offensive operation.
That would have been a perfect – Mike McCarthy called the perfect game for 1940s now, NFL before the forward pass was introduced.
Is a guy 5'9", 208 pounds, capable of getting the ball 25, 30 times a game? Can he hold up to all that?
It's Chuck and Winkler. More on everything we just mentioned. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Who are we blaming today? Because we're all over the map.
We're always a blame game here.
Everybody. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Ooh, sports radio, pitchforks. Well, they suck. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.